Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
For their final interview together for the year, Pippa and Elena talked about the Mayoral Conservation Awards. The awards were held online last night and recognise and reward the commitment and work of those in our communities who take a leading role in the environmental space. They also talked about a groundbreaking new poll that shows huge public support for measures to protect and restore the Hauraki Gulf, which the Hauraki Gulf Forum will be taking to the government.
So last night the Mayoral Conservation Awards were held online. Could you tell me a little bit about this award, how it started and why it's handed out?
So yes, it's the Mayoral Conservation Awards, and it was online last night, which was a shame that we couldn't have it in person, but it did mean that there was some funding available for the winners. I think they took away about $2,000, and it's been going for a few years now, organised by Auckland Council, and it recognises all of the amazing conservation work that's happening across Auckland, divided into three categories of innovation, collaboration and young people. With a supreme environmental award winner that's chosen from the category winners.
Right, and is this something that anyone can apply to? Is it more schools focused, that kind of thing?
Well, it's targeted at all the conservation groups, so mainly volunteers who are working in the community, working on a whole range of projects, lots of pest control, regeneration, and also projects focused on the marine environment. And lots of the groups collaborate with different agencies like DOC or Landcare, iwi, and you know, private landowners.
Who are some of the winners?
So in the innovation winner was a conservation group called CREST, which is an acronym for the locations in the southern Manukau, so Clark's, Rangiriri, Ellet's Beach, Seagrove and Taihiki Estuary, and they're focused on protecting the wading bird sites on the Manukau Harbour, and they've done a huge amount of work to stop the decline of threatened species. And in the collaboration category, there were joint winners of Te Korowai o Papatūānuku, who work in the Whitu Peninsula, and it's a joint project between Landcare and Ngāti Tiata, and they're aiming to plant 250,000 plants on their Whitu Peninsula. So that's quite a cool project. I was one of the judges. So it was a joint winner in that category with the Waiheke Marine Project. And then the Schools and Youth Award category, it was the Aotea Great Barrier Schools Marine Project. They won that category for their work for the island's three schools who've been researching the effects of sediment and overfishing on the marine environment, and then looking at what actions they're recommending as a result of their findings.
Cool. It sounds like a real broad range of areas people have been addressing for conservation. It sounds really interesting.
Yeah, well, it was very fascinating to be a judge, because there were so many awesome nominations and just amazing work that groups are doing, really caring for the environment and doing heaps of restoration.
And speaking about conservation and the environment, the results of a poll have also just come in that show huge public support for measures to protect and restore the Hauraki Gulf. How are you involved in this poll, or just the protection of the Gulf in general?
Well, I'm co-chair of the Hauraki Gulf Forum, and this independent poll is the first time that the forum has done some research like this to really gauge public opinion and views about the Hauraki Gulf. So it is very groundbreaking, and particularly the results, because in a poll like this, you wouldn't expect to have just such strong support for the measures that we're proposing. So things like, you know, 81% of respondents said the Gulf was important to them, with its beautiful beaches, natural environment, and the water the most valued aspects. But it's not only just valuing the environment, it's also really strong support for making changes, which we were really, you know, really pleased to see that people support, for example, banning fishing methods that impact the seafloor. Like 84% of people support banning dredging or bottom trawling.
Right, that's a huge amount.
Yeah, and it was, you know, big support across all age groups, which is also interesting for a poll, and also support for customary practices as well. Like, I guess from the wider community, there might not be so much knowledge about these practices, but even there was strong support for measures like rahui that you see over in Waiheke or across on Coromandel, where there's a rahui on scallops. So that also received strong support. So we're going out there as a Hauraki Golf Forum and just saying that this is a really strong mandate for change, that people recognise the Hauraki Golf is degraded and changes are needed. So, you know, we're giving this to government and saying, hey, you know, you've got this fantastic groundswell of support from the community. We need to go further in protecting and restoring the Hauraki Gulf.
So the results of this poll are then going to be taken to government to try and instigate policy that would be to do with what all these questions are saying about, with the banning, the like fishing, the trawling and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, the government's already taking steps through sea change and there's proposals for marine protection, but we don't think it goes far enough because we know there needs to be a lot greater protection if we're going to make the changes to the marine environment. And also measures like dumping and dredging and trawling, the government's not really going as far as necessary and not looking at things like, say, banning dumping or dredging. So this is, I think, just gives a really good backing for positive measures.
Do you think there could be quite a chance that the government would consider banning those kind of things, or is that what, like specifically with those, like the trawling and everything, is that kind of one of those contentious things where it's between fishing industry and environment and it's just really not economically viable?
Well, it has been very contentious, but now you've got all sectors saying that the marine environment has got so degraded that something has to change, can't continue, and government is looking at banning trawling in certain areas, but not over a wide enough area. And that is the ongoing debate between those different interests and particularly commercial interests. But as a marine forum, you know, we're really strong about the need for far greater protection and no trawling within the marine park.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.